Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, sorry we got cut off here for a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astro Mind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astro Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight we're going to be doing some psychic reading. We're going to be using the tarot, the story cubes, and the ruins. And anybody who would like a ruin reading or understand what the ruins do, we'd like to talk about a little bit about what the ruins do and about what the tarot does. And we also do some energetic healing as well. But anybody who would like to know more about their twin flames, psychic readings, tarot, ruins, whatever it is, call in now and get your free tarot reading, because we're going to be doing a lot of using different kinds of tarot. And every tarot card is different, and it's also different with every reader. And not every interpretation will always be the same. We use astral cards. We use the fairy tarot. There's the gothic tarot. There's the vampire. There's so many different types of tarot that has just come out. And the more advanced, I would say, are the ones that are just recently just coming out. The beginner's deck usually the white. The White Rider deck, and that one is mainly has all the major arcana in it. There's usually about 120 cards in every deck. But it all depends on the tarot. I mean, there's so many tarots that are being made, it's really hard to catch up with a lot of the popular tarots, but a lot of people buy it because of the art. I like to buy it because it's a profession of mine, and I've been reading since I was about 16 years old. The more confident, the more you read publicly. And so for the people that are just the beginners or have read about that long and you're still not confident, then you need to start reading your friends, start getting out into the public, and start spreading the awareness of your ability to read the tarot, because it's not only just an art, but it's also a hobby. And you get better at it every time. And then you start to learn more about your intuition. You start to use a lot of your creativity and a lot of your intuition. So is there anything that you would like to share that, Roy?
Well, one thing I did want to mention, what makes a really good, tarot reader is not just the cards, but connecting with your higher self and your intuition, and and that's what makes a good tarot reader. And a lot of it, again, like you mentioned, Adrian, has to do with a lot of practice, you know, a lot of, you know, readings, you know, that you've done, and what works and what don't work for you. And the main thing is enjoying and everything that you're doing, you know, with helping others and giving them the guidance that they're looking for, and all the connections that you make, you know, with whatever you might be channeling or, you know, making contact with. I just wanted to share that. Is there anything else, Adrian?
And again, you know, it's also a tool, and a lot of people, when they get into a profession, they don't get into it with their heart. They get into it with just, you know, they think it's fun, and they do it, but they don't do it with their heart. And so when you get into something and you feel like you connect with it, you resonate with it, get into it with your heart and really focus on practicing and getting better, because practice makes perfect. And so, you know, and it doesn't have to come naturally. It's just, it's all about having a hobby and taking it serious. And so if you don't take something serious, and then the tarot will not take you serious. And that's the only reason why, you know, a lot of people don't get accuracy, because, you know, they're not taking anything serious. They're not serious about doing the work or helping other people. So, and a lot of people get it, it's just like a job. If somebody gets into a job and they're not content with that job, then they're working harder, not smarter. So let's go ahead and get one of our first callers on the phone. From the 310, looks like we got a list of callers that are waiting to call on to get their reading or whatever. Let's go ahead and bring on the 310. 310, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Susan, and I'm calling from California.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you tonight?
I'm just wondering if you foresee me finding a new place to live soon.
Adrian, did you? Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Okay. The first thing that my guys were showing me, and I had to think about it for a moment, but the first thing they're showing me is in around April, and about the middle of April, going into the summertime, you're going to be moving a lot. There's a lot of changes. There's a lot of things moving forward ahead of you. You're also going to be, there's going to be some travel coming up. And I'm not looking at my tarot cards. I'm just giving you what my guides are showing me. I'm telepathic as well as clairvoyant, and I see spirits. But I can hear my guides. I can communicate with my guides. And this is what they're showing me. They're showing me a move around April, the time of April, and you're going to be traveling a lot. And I also see you with a partner. And are you doing any kind of schooling right now? Anything to do with schooling or training or something? I see something like that coming up too.
Not currently. I work for the school district.
You work for the school district?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see a lot of that, but there's going to be a change in, what? Not really so much a change in career. I just see you kind of upgrading in that realm of what you're doing now, and that's going to take you to a higher level, is what I see.
Awesome.
And
hopefully
so,
that means more money.
More money. Yeah, more. Yeah. It's kind of like a promotion, but it's going to put more stress on you. And you're going to have a lot more time on your hands, and you're going to keep your mind busy. And I do see you working a lot around a lot of children. And usually when I see children, like if I see them in a dream or if I see it in a vision, usually means you'll be working around children. It's time to connect. Either it's time to connect with your inner child or connect with the children around you. And so these children may be special children. You know, they may be indigo children. We don't know. But I just see you kind of connecting in that realm. And so that's going to bring a lot of healing for you and a lot of changes. A lot of changes they're showing me that you're going to be expecting a lot of changes, unexpected ones. So that's what I see. Is there anything you see, Roy?
It's interesting. What I'm getting that you're at a crossroads right now. I'm trying to decide on, you know, the direction that you want to go. Have you been getting any dreams or anything, you know, for some guidance, you know, as to where, you know, you need to go?
Well, I've been dreaming more. It's been interesting. So, but I don't always remember them, so that's what's kind of sad.
Okay. Because my guys are telling me that, you know, to follow your dreams, you know, that our inner, you know, intuition always guides us in the right direction. And to, you know, main thing is to follow your dreams. You know, don't give up on your dreams. Is there some goals that you're looking at? Is there some changes that you want, you know, to make at this time?
Well, I'd like to be able to buy a house. That would be one thing for sure.
Because I feel that, like Adrian mentioned, you know, some things are coming up and it's going to be, it'll be good because it's going to be like a new environment for you, you know, after, you know, this happens for you. And it's going to be happening real soon.
Awesome.
And when it does happen, it'll be like a big celebration. And do you have family living close by?
No.
Because I'm getting that, you know, you're going to, it's going to help bring you closer to your family after, you know, this all happened for you also.
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to share that with you. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, other than what I've been seeing, it looks like there's a lot of things that are going to catch you by storm. And to my guides are telling me to keep up the faith, keep up the hard work. You've come a long ways. I do see you do have good health. And get more sunlight. They're saying to take more vitamins. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of alkaline. There is going to be a lot of stress that will come along with what you're going to be doing in the future. And like I said, you're going to be a very busy person. And you're going to have fun while you do it because, you know, that's what you enjoy is something that you're going to enjoy doing in the future. And then, of course, you know, there'll be times when you'll get bored and you'll be like, okay, I want something different. I want the universe to show me something different. And that will be normal because the changes that are coming, it's like you'll adjust to it and then you won't adjust to it. And then you'll adjust to the changes and then you won't adjust to it. So when you don't adjust, you get really bored with what is coming up. And so so that's kind of why there's a lot of changes because you get bored. So you go from one extreme to another.
Yeah,
and as you go
true.
To one extreme to another, you keep, you know, evolving to something bigger because you want more challenges. And so that's kind of where you're at right now, and that's where it's what's coming ahead. And so, but just know that there's nothing that God will give you that, you know, you can't handle on yourself, and that there's always support, and don't forget to, you know, ask for that support, ask for that help, ask for that protection, because you deserve it. So that's what my guides were showing me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was just lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's go ahead, Caitlin, and go with our next caller.
Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 323 area. You're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Yvette.
Okay, and we welcome you to our show tonight, Yvette, and what can we do to help you?
Great. I haven't listened to you guys in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I know.
Time.
Can I ask a general love question? See what you're getting with that?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, I don't have anyone. Someone's curious what the energy looked like.
Okay, are you still there?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was your question?
Oh, question in general. What do you guys see for that?
In general?
A general, like in general.
Are you, you're not currently in a relationship, right?
No.
Okay. And you are looking for a relationship. You are looking to settle down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I see that you are looking for Mr. Right.
Right. Yes.
And
Mr. Right now.
Well, Mr. Right for you. You know, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
What I mean
exactly.
By that is a metaphor, like. You have to resonate with his energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see Mr. Right. I do see this person being in business.
Okay.
And this person that you're going to be meeting in April.
Okay.
And April is going to be a very good month for a lot of people. I see this.
Okay.
And it's going to be a relationship month, where you'll be starting to get a lot of synchronicities, you know, your relation. And this could be relation with friends. This could be relation with coworkers. This could be relation with relationships. And it is a time to start working with relationships and on your communication level, your commitment. And there's going to be a lot of finances that are going to come with that. It's going to be part of the package deal. And so I do see that all of that is going to come together. And this person may be in the legal field. I'm not sure. I'm picking up that this person could be a lawyer, possible lawyer,
mm-hmm.
or something in the legal field. So this person will be making some good money.
Okay.
And he has a hard time with expressing his feelings. He's very sensitive with his feelings.
Okay.
He is religious. I do pick that up.
Religious or spiritual?
More religious than spiritual, but he's starting to lean toward more spiritual. And
okay.
The reason why is because a lot of people are finding out the limitations when it comes to religion. And so they don't want to feel limited with what they believe. They want to expand their belief system. And so that way they don't feel like they're in a box.
Right.
So that's kind of how he feels. You know, he's kind of in a box and he's ready to spread his arms. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing him spreading his arms. and he is getting ready to find his mate and settle down. And he doesn't want to do the lawyer work too much into the future. He wants he's the type of person that likes change.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also the type of person that kind of jumps into things without thinking about it, you know, thinking about what do I really want out of life? What do I really, really want to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
He's the type of person that jumps into it because it sounds good and it makes money.
Uh-huh.
But he's getting a lot out of that frame of mind.
Okay.
And so you're going to help to balance him on that level.
Okay.
And I do see a lot of emotional healing as well. Is there anything that you want to share, Roy?
I just wanted to share that that right now you've been experiencing almost like a spiritual healing. And that's what you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been sort of slow for you. You know, that's why, you know, the universe hasn't, you know, sent that special, you know, person to you yet. But I'm getting that, you know, things are going to start turning, you know, in a better direction for you. And you'll have that perfect relationship that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is, you know, to keep focusing, you know, on where you're at and where you want to go and what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a goal right now?
I have a few goals, yeah.
Okay. So that would be ideal, you know. Focus on your goals and everything will just, you know, fall into place for you.
Okay.
Just keep focusing on that.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, I do like how you phrased it because it makes perfect sense how you phrased it.
Yeah.
About me, I don't know how you said it, but it was perfect how you said it about just, I'll be paraphrasing that I've been on my journey and now there's a reason why it's been delayed, so to speak, and now it's coming to a fruition. Because that's kind of like how it feels.
Right.
Well, excellent. Anything else with that?
Okay. I just wanted to add to that right now, it's almost like the beginning of a journey, you know, that you're going to be, you know, going through or experiencing. And main thing is letting go, you know, of what didn't work and focus on what will work.
Excellent. Right.
Okay.
Right.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. And since you brought the religion, because, you know, I'm different. Is he drawn to me because I'm different?
Yes, and because you're different, that's what draws him to you, his energy.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah, he's looking for something new, something to refresh his belief system and his energy, just something different in his life. And again, like I said, it goes back to being bored, and then he's looking for more challenges. Searching out his personality. He wants clarity.
Excellent.
And I think it's going to be a good change for both of you because, you know, you get to share with what you want, what you know and what he knows, and you'll teach each other. And then eventually he'll move on to something else. But he's very successful in what he does.
I'm excited. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Thank you very much for
joining us tonight. Have a wonderful night, guys.
Tonight.
Appreciate your time.
And let's go ahead, Adrian, with the next caller.
All right. Let's go to the next caller from the 303 area. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, and what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Michelle, and I'm from Colorado.
We welcome you to our show tonight.
Thank
you. And how can we help you? I have a question.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you. I'm wondering, I sent an email recently to JD, who I recently reconnected with after 17 years. The email was meant to offer him some support because I sense that he's going through something. I'm just wondering if you can pick up how he's feeling toward me and how he felt about that email and if we might maybe reconnect at some point.
So you want to know if he got your email or if he read it?
I know it was open. I just don't know. I mean, I haven't received a response, so I'm just kind of wondering, yeah.
Well, the reason why you haven't, because he hasn't received it yet. He probably has received it, but he hasn't looked at it yet.
Okay.
But I do see him responding to you. Again, he's very, his schedule right now is very busy,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm sensing. I'm also sensing that there is a miscommunication between the both of you. And has there been miscommunications in the past?
What do you mean by miscommunication?
Like you haven't been connecting or talking or...
Well, what happened was that when we were together, he was kind of in a weird mood. I just feel a lot of sadness around him. I don't know what... I mean, I hadn't seen him in about 16 years, but the miscommunication you could be seeing is that I froze up. I kind of got tongue-tied. And he said to me that he needed to go over and check on some people that he was with that were mutual friends of ours, and he said, I'll be back. And then he got pulled away and went to dinner. I mean, we haven't had any words. I mean, we're not arguing as far as I know, but that might have been what the miscommunication was. But we have had trouble reconnecting in the past. We reconnected in February for an evening. And...
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm seeing is on an emotional level. You've been kind of going in an emotional roller coaster with him lately.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm an empath, so I feel like I'm picking it up partially from him. Plus, I sent him the note, and I just told him that I had, because we didn't get a chance to exchange details, so I sent him the note, and I said, you know, I really have missed you in our conversations, and so here's my details, and, you know, told him I also had a picture that someone took of us, and to let me know if he wanted it. So, I mean, it was good communication. I just don't know how he reacted to it or how he feels toward me after. I mean, he seemed like he had, you know, he seemed pretty receptive because he wasn't very talkative the whole night, but the only enthusiasm he did have was when he hugged me and he said, it's good to see you, sweetheart, which when he said it, it triggered a lot of stuff for me.
Did it?
So I just wanted to know what you're picking up with how he's feeling and stuff. I don't know.
Well, he seemed very confused. And he seemed very distant. And he's holding in a lot of secrets that he hasn't expressed yet, what I'm seeing. A lot of things going on in his head. And he also has been having a lot of financial problems. I see that.
Right.
It looks like he has some debts that he still needs to pay on. At this point, he doesn't really know where he's going in life.
Okay, so he's as confused as I am, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Do you see any animosity or anything like that toward me? Do you? I mean, there aren't any hard feelings that you're seeing. I'm sorry.
No, he's just the type of person that don't express his feelings. That he pulls back and pushes away from a lot of people, especially people that care about him and love him. I'm sort of like that too, because I'm a Gemini.
Uh-huh.
And it's because we have to recharge other people. They kind of crowd us. But he's the type of person that kind of feeds into it. And so since he feeds into it, then it's pretty much going to ruin his health, because there's a lot of releasing that he has to do. And so there's certain parts of your body that you have to release, because if you don't, you hold that energy in. Chakras.
Right.
And that energy has to go somewhere, so.
Yeah, I am kind of worried about him. I mean, like I said, he seemed enthusiastic toward me, but I am kind of worried about the emotional state that he's in, because I think I was picking up on that. I'm empathic as well. And so.
Well, if you would like, me and Roy, we do energetic healing. And so if you have, and we use sacred geometry for healing.
Uh-huh.
And if you'd like some work done, you can email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com. And
okay.
I like to work on his heart wall, because that's pretty much what it's showing me, is that he has a lot of heart walls. Is there anything that you're picking up, Roy?
I'm getting also that he's been procrastinating. Plus, he's still cleaning up some messes from his past.
Could this involve another person from his past?
It could be. I'm getting it is another person.
I'm laughing at the way you put that, just because.
Yeah.
If you were going to describe her, mess would be the right word.
Yeah. And also, he has a strong ego.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are some of the things that are, you know, working against him.
Right.
So there's things that, you know, he still needs to get resolved.